This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. And to all the moms, I hope the mimosa hangover is not too bad this morning.
How's yours?
It's not too bad.
Okay. How many mimosas did you have yesterday?
I had one mimosa in the morning, and then my husband and my son dropped me off at brunch where I had a few gin cocktails, and then we capped it off.
I thought you were going to say it, and Barrett showed up with a mimosa on a tray for me.
My little helper. And then I had some wine last night with my parents. But honestly, considering all of that, felt pretty good today.
Okay. All right. Fair. Yeah.
What is your Mother's Day beverage of choice?
It was a Diet Coke.
Oh, edgy.
Not one, but two Diet Cokes. One for lunch at the Rainiers game, and then one for dinner when we got home.
You bad boy.
I think my wife might have even had three Diet Cokes.
Well, you know what? It was her day.
She's not even up yet. She's still hungover.
Well, hope everybody had a wonderful weekend. Let's inform these fine Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And Danny, please do not go on Urban Dictionary for this one, but happy National Nutty Fudge Day.
Do you like your fudge nutty?
You know it. Of course. You don't want just like, I mean, what, do you like your fudge creamy? Or do you want some chunks in it?
I don't know if I want chunks. I kind of just like it regular.
I feel like Danny right now is on Urban Dictionary checking to see if that actually is a saying.
Maybe.
Okay, well, let us know. Well, actually, don't. How about your Seattle Mariners? A lot of people thought, okay, they should be able to take 2 out of 3 for the 10th straight series win. They didn't do that. Mm-mm. They didn't even lose 2 out of 3. They lost all 3 to the stupid Toronto Blue Jays. It doesn't matter how bad the Blue Jays are. I feel like they always have the Seattle Mariners number.
And you know who's happy about that, though?
Our dumb Canadian friends.
Geddy Lee from Rush.
Okay, the dumbest of all of our dumb Canadian friends. Up next for the Mariners, they're going to take on the New York Yankees, who are better than the Blue Jays, but hopefully the Mariners step it up tonight over at T-Mobile Park and beat the Yankees.
The Empire Strips Back is a burlesque parody, and it's coming back to Seattle. This brings all your favorite Star Wars characters to a risque burlesque stage.
What was the name of this again?
The Empire Strips Back.
Nice. Is R2-D2 going to get naked?
I hope so.
Yeah.
It's 18 and over. It's happening at Cornish Playhouse, and it's a two-hour show, so you could get some sultry stormtroopers. You might get some seductive Boba Fett.
What about Chewbacca? Will it be like an you know, all natural lady?
I would hope so.
I think that'd be pretty awesome.
If you're going to be in that character, you better go all in.
We need an ungroomed lady that's willing to get naked to be Chewbacca.
I think we need to do a show field trip.
I was going to say, this sounds like a lot of fun.
I'm in. 100% in.
I don't know if I want to see their lightsabers, though.
Oh, no, thank you.
All right, let's talk about it. I don't know if you've seen this on social media. I've not seen it in the wild, but I've seen so many people post about it. I thought it was just a joke, but apparently it's not. You might have seen, like, there's this picture of a unmarked police car here in the Pacific Northwest. Okay, Danny, you've seen it as well. Yeah. The red Dodge Charger, and it says, it has one of those stickers that says, "Please be patient, new driver," which I don't know why parents do that to their poor kids.
Oh,
when
I'd
get
be so humiliated.
Student driver. It's like, thanks, Dad. Well, anyways, that way it would make it seem like that's not a police car. No way that's an unmarked police car, but in fact it is. And yet Washington State Patrol has confirmed it. It's part of the aggressive driving apprehension team. And it's a long-running program where they have unmarked vehicles to catch aggressive drivers, which they want to kind of, you know, curb. And I guess none more aggressive than when you're stuck behind somebody who's rocking a "please be patient, I'm a new driver" thing.
I mean, is that false advertising, though? Because that's not a new driver.
Well, yeah, I think that's the whole point.
But that's rude. That's deceitful.
How dare they?
I'm upset.
I am impressed by, like, sometimes when you see, like, the cop lights go off on a car that you just never expect it's going to be.
Oh.
A police car, like a random, like, pickup truck, and you're like, whoa, okay, we're getting creative with these unmarked cop cars now.
Also, the people that drive cars that looked like the former most popular police car, so you think it's a cop and it's not a cop, it's just a regular civilian, those always get me real good.
Those piss me off. The ones that piss me off even more are the freaking security cars that have the lights on top, so, like, all of a sudden, everybody's driving super slow, like, below the speed limit. I'm like, guys, most police cars are not even driving 60. They're doing like 65. I think you're going to be okay if you're doing 64 miles per hour. And everyone slows down and you finally get past. You're like, that was a mother effing security car.
God dang it, they got me again.
Son of a bitch. Oh, we just got a text message at 206-803-ROCK. I saw the Star Wars strip club, was it Empire Strips Back?
Empire Strips Back.
I saw it last year when it came to town. Such a fun show from our friend Rose in Tacoma.
Thanks, Rose. See, if Rose gives it the stamp of approval, I'm definitely in.
And somebody also texted in saying that unmarked red police car also has a teddy bear on the dash.
Wow. Now I'm even more annoyed.
It is funny, though, if you see, "please, you know, be cool, new driver," and you drive up and it's like some, like, you know, 50-year-old guy with, like, a big bushy mustache. You're like, you just started driving now?
Congratulations. Welcome to the party.
Yeah.
Albert Rusnak scored twice, and Danny Mazovsky netted a goal for the fifth straight game. The Seattle Sounders defeated the Houston Dynamo 3-1.
Who are these people you're talking about? Sorry, Danny.
Did you think we were talking about hockey or something?
I was like, I don't know what's going on right now. Is this basketball?
Danny, when's our next home match?
Oh, not for the entire month. I think, like, May 30th.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, like, they have no home matches. It's all away this month.
Hmm. Oh, okay. I thought they were just, like, not playing. Oh, no. What the hell's going on?
We play again next weekend, but we're just not here.
Okay, so long road trip.
Yeah.
Let's go, Sounders.
Hey, as far as weather, hitting a high of 63 degrees. It's going to be cloudy today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. My voice is almost shot. How's yours?
It's not great.
Yeah, and that's what's up.
The Daily Migs Show.
Over the weekend, I was part of something so special that ended up raising over $500,000.
Incredible.
For an amazing cause. We're going to tell you all about it at 620.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
On Saturday night, it was all about the party to end MS for me. And the theme, Steve, was Alice in Wonderland.
Okay.
The theme was done so well, it literally looked like you were walking into Wonderland.
I saw the pictures and it looked phenomenal. I was so bummed I couldn't make it because I was in Portland that night. But I was like, oh man, that looks like it was a blast.
They really nailed it. And we raised almost $670,000. Danny was there too, and we got a little audio while we were there.
What just happened?
My cousin just dropped $3,000 on the ultimate 12th man experience during the live auction at the party to end MS.
Do you think he's going to take you?
I sure hope so. Gosh. He has a different tax bracket than I do.
Okay, wait. What is the ultimate 12th man experience? Are you getting to be the long snapper? Because that kind of money, I think you should, right?
You actually be like, no, you get to be quarterback.
Nice.
Yeah, the entire game.
Nice. Is number 13 event. Oh, no. Damn it. Ernest Jones Jr.'s got, or the fourth got it.
There were like tickets to the...
Two club level tickets.
I think you got to go down on the field.
Yeah, you guys go to the pregame. You got wow. to, yeah, it was a whole thing.
So that's pretty awesome.
I'm sure he's taking his son and not me, but you know.
Maybe. How many tickets does he get?
Just two.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe he should have dropped 6,000 and could have got more.
Oh God.
Cheap ass.
I know.
I want to paint the picture here. Taryn is dressed as the Red Queen tonight. Nice. And Brad is dressed as Tweedledum.
Tweedledummer.
Okay.
Duh, Danny.
And there were 12 dudes in our little friend group that were all dressed up like Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
Did you get a picture of that?
Oh, yes, we did.
Okay, good.
And we've got white rabbits in the room. There are Mad Hatters. I've seen Cheshire Cats and Caterpillars. The theme is Alice in Wonderland, and everybody leaned into it.
Danny, did you?
No.
You so look not, like you were you liar. You very whimsical and fun.
I mean, we...
That's just Danny on a Friday.
It is.
I wore a suit jacket and I wore a striped t-shirt. And then Lynn, they had a whole thing where you could like make your own Mad Hatter hat.
Uh-huh.
So Lynn didn't really dress up either. She just had a nice dress on, but she like made her own hat. So she was wearing that the whole night.
In all fairness, you thought it was a Beetlejuice gala.
I really did.
Yes.
I wanted it to be.
So did you know that there was a theme?
Yes.
Did Linda know?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know if like she showed up like all dressed up. It's like, you could have told me that it was a theme.
No, it was funny because we like realized that like it was like halfway through the week and we're like, probably should order something.
Oh.
But then we were really sure if like people were going to like fully go into it. Fair. Or if they were just going to be formal wear.
Yeah.
So. Also, can people still donate to End MS?
You sure can. You can go to National, or no, I'm sorry. You can go to NM, nope. You can go to MSSociety.org and make a donation.
Third time's a charm.
I could not remember the website to save my life.
Or no, I'm sorry. You can go to NM, nope.
We got there eventually. MS
Society. You can go to MSSociety.org and make a donation.
There we go.
But everything in the silent auction was going for like a gazillion dollars.
Yeah, and our boss, Ryan Castle, almost accidentally bought some as well.
Accidentally?
Yes.
Why?
He raised his bid card drunk? For, it was like two round trip airline tickets wherever Alaska flies.
Okay, and they fly to a lot of places, I hear.
Oh, yeah, they do. To all the places. So he raised his bid card and his wife looked like she was going to end him. Like she was like, what are you doing?
How much was it at when he was putting...
Was it like $2,250?
I think $2,200. It might have been $2,500.
This is why those galas are brilliant. Like I remember I've been to a few like with cystic fibrosis and some other ones where it's like everybody is enjoying free drinks mm-hmm. and having a good time. And then all of a sudden you get caught up in the moment and you're like, man, and always there's a great, there's always somebody who speaks on behalf of the organization and it just gets you in like the emotional heartstrings. Next thing you know, you're raising $500,000. You're raising $1 million because, and you can thank alcohol in a way. And also, it's a great cause.
For sure.
But I remember one time when I was at a Seahawks charity thing. It was Grant Wistrom who used to play with the team. He kind of became a friend of the show. He would join us from time to time. What a great guy. And he would always do some great charitable fundraisers. And he invited all of us one time. And I was kind of like a Ryan Cat. And at this time, like I'm relatively new in the job. Like financially, I'm scraping by. But I had a few drinks, and I was getting more and more hyped about this whole thing. And then all of a sudden, I got one of those cards, and I started doing it. Next thing you know, I dropped $1,000 to have dinner with Craig Terrell, Grant Wistrom, and a couple of other Seahawks, and I could bring like a handful of my friends. And I did all that, and I was like, $1,000? I don't have $1,000. Like, that's going to be, like, pretty much my savings. And I remember going up to Grand Wisdom afterwards and going, hey, man, I was the high bidder for the dinner. I can't wait. We're going to some place. I think it was called, like, Hector's or something like that. He's like, he just started laughing. He's like, you know, we could have just gotten dinner for free, you and I. Like, we didn't need to do that. I was like, no, it was a good cause.
It was for the children.
I know. And I remember I was just like, I can't afford this. Like, what am I doing? But I got caught up in the moment.
Yeah. I'm sure we have more stories like that out there. So when did the auction get out of control for you? Call 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Mix Show.
206-803-ROCK. We've all been caught up in the moment at an auction. So what was that moment for you? When did the auction get just a little bit out of control?
How much did you spend?
206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Pearl Jam. When did the auction get totally out of control for you? 206-803-ROCK.
And this all stems because one of your family members dropped $3,000 at a great benefit for MS.
Yes.
But it was $3,000 for what?
It was the Ultimate 12th Man Package, a Seahawks package. 206-803-ROCK. When did the auction get out of control for you? We have someone on hold who got into a bidding war that ended up costing him $1,700. But first, let's chat with Chris from Smoky Point. Chris, when did the auction get out of control for you?
Well, one day I woke up real early, and I am on a lot of auction websites, and I buy a lot of stuff, a lot of wrecked vehicles, side-by-sides, snowmobiles, stuff like that. So I was watching two different items, and I was swiping between the two, watching to see how much they were going for. Well, I accidentally, instead of swiping between the two, I accidentally hit bid on a random car. And so there's this little timer bar that goes across the screen, and I was watching it go across the screen, and everybody just stopped bidding. And I'm just like, oh no, oh no. And bing, you won the bid. So I was like, well, what did I just buy, and how much did I just spend?
Okay.
And so I, thankfully, in immaculate condition, and it actually ran and drove, and I still drive it to this day.
Okay, we lost you for a second. What kind of car was it?
It was a Volvo S40. It's a little 5-speed manual car.
And you still use, that's awesome.
Yeah, it drives great, but I was just like, I didn't know what I bought, and they're all wrecked, they're totaled cars, so I didn't know the damage, what shape it was in, nothing.
Wow.
I just seen a little picture of a red car on the screen, and it said, you just won this car. And I was like, oh, no. Now I watch a little bit more now.
Do you feel comfortable telling us how much did you drop for this car?
So I spent, I think it was $750 on the car. So not a lot, but at the time, I didn't know how much I'd spent.
I got to imagine that was, like, the ultimate relief. Like, not that you like $700 is, like, chump change, but it could have been tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, at least it wasn't $750,000.
And at least you have a very good, yes, very good point for a Volvo. And at least you have a great story to share whenever anyone gets in the car.
Right?
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. Bill from Seattle, when did the auction get out of control for you?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Great, Bill. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Well, one day I got online and I was taking a look at a shotgun I had been interested in. And at the moment, I wasn't aware that it was a bidding site. So took a look at it. Then I did realize it was a bidding site. And just out of curiosity, something said, go ahead, throw up a bid. At the time, it was like about $800.
Okay.
And not long after, someone else bid over me. And I'm like, huh, okay, really? So then I went ahead and I countered that bid. And then a minute later, this person bid over me again. I'm like, oh, heck no, you didn't.
Yeah, now it's out of principle, you got to win this.
Yeah, so it went back and forth. And then I'm like, oh, it's on now. Totally lost sight of the fact that I had no intention of buying this thing. And by the time the smoke cleared, I think towards the end, it was just the both of us at the opposite ends of the street. Someone's ready to pull the trigger and draw. I pulled the trigger faster. Next thing I know, you are the proud owner of a new shotgun. And it basically went from about 800 to, like our forefathers, 1776.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you a shotgun enthusiast? Like, were you? Was this something you had your eye on at all?
You know what? I'm not an enthusiast, but it was something that caught my eye and I was interested, but I had no intention of paying more than double the price that I probably could have got it for. So, yeah, learned a valuable lesson there. Now, don't let the next guy one-up you, because it'll just get you drawn in.
I was going to say, we learned something about Bill. There's no quitting him.
He's got a competitive spirit.
Have you ever done one of those silent auctions?
Oh, yeah.
Those are dangerous because, like, you want something and then you kind of, like, write your name and then you leave and then you check back in and all of a sudden you're like, ah, man, there's like six other people that bid on it. And then all of a sudden, I always love at silent auctions when it gets close to whatever the cutoff time is, you have all the vultures. They're just kind of waiting, like, you better not write your name on that bid.
Well, have you ever seen now that they have like a digital bidding service where you can actually do it on your phone? That's and it's technology. So dangerous. It's so dangerous because it'll notify you, hi, you've been outbid. Would you like to raise your bid by, you know, this amount or this amount? So you can do it from anywhere in the room. It's so dangerous. They're getting us real good.
Somebody said for that $3,000 for the Ultimate Seahawks package, you should be able to grab Marshawn Lynch's package with the deal as well.
That's a very good point. I'd pay $3,000 for that.
I would too.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
Who out there would like to try to beat Steve Miggs this morning? He has a record of 145 wins, 55 losses, and 36 ties in 2025. Call 206-803-ROCK to play Beat Miggs at 650.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.